Well, hello there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani. Jerry Usher will be back on Monday. I have a special guest with me today for the monthly All About Relationships show. Very, very popular here on Take Two. So I really need you to weigh in, because when you hear who's in studio with me, just sitting about 4.5 feet away, I'm in the Houston studios of Guadalupe Radio Network, and I'm waving to everybody who's tuned in on social media. But this is our monthly All About Relationships show, and the Retreat Center is near the Houston studios, where this very popular and I think famous passionist priest and TV host and speaker and author is joined in the studio with me today. And I'm so excited. It's Father Cedric Pazania. Father, welcome.
Thank you, Debbie. It's so good to be with you all. And I ask God's blessing upon all the listeners and the viewers. Thanks for tuning in by Facebook and other social media. Glad to have you all with us.
Well, Father, your retreat center got hit by the storm, didn't it?
Yeah, all of Houston got hit. Actually, 2.3 million people were without power. Now it's down to about 800,000, and we're among the 800,000 that have no power.
Oh, no.
It's a little tough sleeping at night, but we're hanging in there.
Wow, wow. Okay, we'll be praying for that, Father, that you get power back up and running at the retreat center. But, Father, you've been on Take Two before. The Take Two family loves you.
Thank you. I love them, too. Oh. I love you all, too.
Oh, absolutely. So you have agreed to come into the Houston studios, because Adam and I are here for the Summer Speaker Series, the Spirit World Live event tomorrow at the Lone Star Flight Museum. We're very excited about that. You can still get your tickets. So hurry up. We've got like 200 plus coming. So the tickets are at grnonline.com. But Father Cedric said, I'll come into the studio and answer your calls. Now, I got to tell you something, Father. It's very rare we get priests that are willing to answer calls. You know that, right?
Hey, well, I try to be as open as I can, and I listen. And that's what ministry is all about, is responding to people where they're at and what they're going through. I wrote a book called Real Life, Real Issues, Real Solutions. And I want to hear your real life stories, and we'll talk about it.
Beautiful. So it's all about relationships. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. If you want to ask your question about a relationship with God, how about a relationship with yourself, your spouse, your children, your grandchildren, your coworkers, your fellow parishioners, your neighbors, you get the picture. So please call in. Matt Gabinski's waiting to answer your calls, and you can speak with Father Cedric, and I'll answer your questions as well. But you got to call in, because this is very, very exciting. So here is the number, 833-288-3986. That's 833-288-3986. And you can talk about any relationship. You can even share the ones that you're so proud of, those relationships that are working so well and you just want to shout it to the world. Because remember, this is a worldwide platform. And yes, we see the chats going. We're waving to you again. You guys are great. We love the Take Two family. So please call in and ask your question or make your comment about relationships with Father Cedric Pazania. And by the way, Father, folks always ask this question every time you come on to Take Two. Where can they find you? It's at fathercedric.org, correct?
Yes, FRCEDRIC.org. Also, I hope you'll watch on EWTN every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time. It is going to be preempted next week because of the Eucharistic Congress, but my program always airs on EWTN-TV every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time.
Beautiful. And I know I actually got a lot of messages. You just recently did the Mass, the EWTN Mass.
Yes, I preached the homily last Sunday, and I talked about the thorn in the flesh. And I talked about how some people say that roses have thorns, and I say thorns have roses. And what I mean by that is that the thorn that we all have, and some people have multiple thorns, has meaning and it has purpose. And God works in our suffering and our afflictions to bring us holiness and to lift us up. So really, look for the roses in your thorns.
Interesting. Wow. So no wonder I got all those messages. That was a powerful homily, Father.
You can view it at EWTN's website. Just go to Sunday's homily and you can find it.
Okay. Okay, we will do that. Take Two Family definitely does that. There goes the phones. Way to go, you guys, coming in strong for our monthly All About Relationships show with our special guest, Father Cedric Pazania, who is going to answer your questions and your calls today. Please, you don't have to be Catholic to call in. This is a great chance and opportunity for you to talk to Father Cedric. He's delightful to talk to. Listen, I love talking to him. I mean, if I could, I would talk to him all day long. He really is great about relationships. So call in and share what's on your heart and on your mind, and we'll talk about it. 833-288-3986. And in just about 2 minutes, Father, we're going to hit the pause button. And when we come back, we'll just go straight to the phones unless you have anything else to say.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that my ministry is very ecumenical. You say you don't have to be Catholic. My programs air on the Trinity Broadcasting Network, Daystar Network, and I'm in touch with many Protestant viewers, and they have a lot of questions about Catholicism. So if you have any questions and you want to talk about that, please do call in. And we're talking about relationships, and the Catholic Church has a great relationship with the Protestants, and we want to dialogue in a very healthy way. So if you have questions, now's the time to ask.
Mm-hmm. And here's the number, folks, 833-288-3986. That's the number to call for your show, Take Two, with Jerry and Debbie and you. Okay, we always say that because you are the important person. Jerry will be back on Monday. You have me and you have Father Cedric, and I say you fill up every single phone line because this is going to be a very wonderful, productive, and I think we're going to learn something, conversation here on Take Two. So it's super easy. You're going to speak to Matt Gabinski. He's fantastic to talk to. He'll put you on hold. You just slip into the discussion. And I'm going to be the first one when we come back from the break to ask Father a question about marriage. I'm going to ask him this because I have a little bit of an issue with Marty, my husband, Father. And I'm going to ask you this question and see what Father Cedric's response is. But we want to hear from the Take Two family at 833-288-3986. And when we come back, we'll get to the phones. I just want to thank our producer, Charles Beery, and the Guadalupe Radio Network senior producer, Tim Mott, for putting this broadcast together that I'm on location in Houston at Guadalupe Radio Network with Father Cedric Pazania on All About Relationships. Please call us. Relationships show here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. It's a monthly show. Once a month, we open the phone lines just about every and all relationships. Everything's on the table. So if you have anything to say, please call in at 833-288-3986. Before we get to the phones and before I ask Father the question about the problem I'm having with my husband, Marty, I wanted to share with our listeners, Father, if you want an EWTN podcast right now, then go to our on-demand page. The EWTN on-demand platform features 50 new podcasts every week, as well as an ever-expanding library of audio and video content for Catholics who want to learn more about their faith and simply using their mobile device, computer, or TV. I love this. I love the on-demand. Your favorite EWTN programs are available 24/7, folks. Visit EWTN.com and click on demand. I think that is so awesome. 50 new podcasts. Okay, so Father, let me just check the phones here just to make sure we have some open phone lines for our listeners. This is our All About Relationships show. I am on location in Houston, Texas, at the Guadalupe Radio Network's studios. If you're in the area, definitely call in. This is a very popular, wonderful priest in your area, Father Cedric Pazania. So you get to talk to him. You know, you will be on a global radio audience, but you get to talk to him and ask your question. So the number to dial is 833-288-3986. And any relationship you want to talk about, now's the time to do it. So, Father, I've got the first problem I want to bring to the Take Two family. So, and this is true. I'm not joking. I know I was kind of joking around yesterday when I was teasing that I was going to share with you about Marty. But it really is something I want to ask you about because – I try hard, Father. I try hard to be very respectful of Marty, and he tries to be respectful of me, okay? However, he says that it's good communication styles or rhythm or whatever. It's okay for him to kind of finish my sentence or maybe even slightly cut me off at times when I'm in the middle of a thought. Now, I have said, Marty, that's being rude. He said that's good communication. I'm really curious about this, Father. This has been something that's bothered me for many years, and it's not really caused any kind of real major arguments with us, but I just kind of find it rude. Is it rude, Father?
Well, let me first say that communication problems are – that and finances are some of the two of the top areas that lead to separation in a marriage, communication especially, but finances also. And I think I see where Marty's coming from, and I'll talk about where you're coming from in just a minute. But oftentimes we think we know what you're saying, and we want to jump right in and let you know, yeah, I know what you're saying, and here's what I think. So what we do is it can be come across as being rude. We're trying to let you know that we understand. On your point of view, I totally get it. It sounds rude because what happens is people, for the most part, don't listen completely to what the other person is saying. We think we know what you're saying and we want to say something back to you, but really what we need to do is allow you the time to complete your statements and listen completely. And I've found that some of the people that I'm in a relationship with are, I call it ADD. Mm-hmm. They're very distracted and they don't listen very well and they just kind of reply the way they think that you want the reply. But the bottom line is to be honest, yes, that is rudeness. He needs to respect you a little bit more by letting you finish your sentences. And on the other hand, I would say that on your point of view, he's just trying to communicate. He thinks he knows what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And if he's not saying what you are saying, then let him know that.
Right, right. Now, Father, that's interesting you said that because that's exactly what he says to me. He says, I know how you're going to finish this sentence. So he says, why can't I just get on with the conversation?
Well, oftentimes in marriage, after you've been married a while, you do know what the other person is thinking. And but still, to be really respectful, he needs to let you finish.
Okay. Okay.
I think.
I hope he's listening to this broadcast.
Well, I think all people should be listening. Right. It's the same in religious life. I live with all these different men, and we communicate around the table. We do not allow ourselves to have cell phones at the table for dinner because it is so rude when people are surfing on their cell phones or doing social media. This is one of the prime times that we have to communicate with each other, and we better be listening to each other. And if somebody's on the cell phone, I will call them on that because that is really not the time to be doing that.
Right, right. Okay, that was good. That works for me. Okay, that's a wrap. We're done with the show. No, I'm just teasing. It's all good.
Well, if Marty was sitting here, maybe I'd take his side, but I'm taking your side right now.
That's true.
I don't want to get hit.
Yeah, he's back in Arizona. He's fine. Okay, so we're going to get to the phones, but we do have a couple open phone lines. If you'd like to ask a question or share about a relationship, maybe something that you're having difficulty with, like just even if it's something little, like, I mean, mine's kind of a little situation, Father. I mean, I try to give him a pass. My husband is 99.9% like amazing. So yeah, he's really great. So, but if you have a situation in your marriage with your kids, your grandkids, now is the time to call in. Father Cedric is awesome. Okay. He's amazing. So the number to dial is 833-288-3986. Okay, Father, we're going to go to Jennifer. And Jennifer is a first time caller. Jennifer is in Fort Worth, Texas, listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hello, Jennifer. Welcome to Take Two.
Welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes,
perfectly.
Okay, great. I'm very nervous. I'm a big fan of both of yours, so I've been part of the EWTN family for quite a while. Actually, since my son was in high school. In between his junior and senior years of high school, he decided he was a female trapped in a male's body. And so, therefore, got on hormone replacement therapy as soon as he turned 18. He, of course, waited until he was 18 to share the information with us. He was a student, a very brilliant computer science student at UT, and dropped out. Of course, when you take something that's toxic for your body, it causes that kind of depression and anxiety. So I think that that was basically the reason for him dropping out, because he had never had any issues prior to that. So for the past 7-8 years, my husband and I basically have been enabling him, giving him money, in hopes that he will get a job. And it hasn't happened. I say the rosary almost every night. I've had masses said for him. I've been trying to go to daily mass as often as possible. I'm a teacher, so I can do that in the summer mostly. And I've decided I'd be willing to drive to Austin today. I'm not going to catch him off guard. I know better than to do that. But I just want, we're pretty much estranged. He will communicate, but I think it's basically just to get money from us so that we will continue to support this situation. So anyway, I just basically needed guidance and prayers and encouragement as I head in that direction.
Father?
No easy solution to this. And let me just say, first of all, that your vocation is from God. God has given you the vocation to be a wife and a mother. And I think about Mary and how the sword pierced her heart, and with Jesus, of course. And now a sword is piercing your heart because of your vocation. So number one, please realize that your sufferings are from your vocation. You're saying yes to God. And along with that, whenever God calls somebody to a vocation, there is suffering involved, whether it be priesthood or marriage or being a mother or a father. There's grace involved. So look for grace, God's help, God's strength, God's courage to not give up, to keep pressing on. That said, God's grace is there. Let me say that this is a very difficult situation. It sounds like you've suffered a lot. I can hear your emotion in your voice. And I would say that keep doing the best you can with him. Most of all, keep loving him, letting him know that you love him, that you want to stay in relationship with him. And perhaps, I'm sure you've had many discussions with him. Have you ever invited him to go to counseling?
Oh, yes. We have done that on many occasions. And
so you've been to counseling, and how did that turn out?
Well, no, we have only been to counseling when he was in high school, after high school.
Right.
He did not want to, he didn't trust that we would guide him or pick the right counselor, I guess, because he kind of knows that we tend to find a Catholic therapist.
Right, yeah.
And he knew basically what the first therapist, the one that we did see, was a very stalwart Catholic therapist. And yeah, he saw him, I think, once or twice, and it was very sad that he refused to see him again after that.
Okay, well, this is what I counsel people. This is a different type of an affliction. But people that are in relationships with an alcoholic, if the alcoholic doesn't want to go to counseling or doesn't want to get involved in the program, then the spouse of the alcoholic has to. And that's something called Al-Anon, and that's for spouses of alcoholics. So I'm not saying that they're sick with a disease, but they need help. They need serenity in the midst of it all. So what I would say to you is, have you ever sought counseling for this?
Yes. We have seen 2 or 3 different counselors, my husband
okay.
and I.
Okay.
We
so how, that,
together.
How has that turned out for you? You say 2 or 3, so I'm sensing that some of them weren't the best, but go ahead.
Yeah, we just kind of hit, a point of no return in terms of it just kind of being the same thing. Nothing was really changing. Basically we wanted to know, should we continue to send money? How should we communicate? Mm-hmm. And different therapists have different ideas about that.
Yeah, that's for sure. Go ahead.
But Jennifer, first of all, thank you for being a first-time caller, and we hope you call us again. And I know it's a very difficult situation, but, you know, you're representing a lot of families right now that are struggling with different things with their children. One thing I just wanted to maybe interject, Father, and tell me if you feel that this is the right way to think about this. Jennifer, is your son was baptized and brought up in the church? Is that correct, Jennifer?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead. Start again. Yes. Oh. Start again. Go
yes. Yes, he was baptized and brought up into the church. And,
okay. In the Catholic Church?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay. Well,
we're all cradle Catholics.
Okay, good. So, Father, you see where I'm going to go with this. Jennifer did her part. I mean, you know, we as children get older and they become adults, there's nothing, we cannot force these children to do anything. And these adult children are going to make decisions, and especially if they have different thoughts, a different mindset, a different brain health issues, all sorts of things. And I just want, as parents, and I know I'm in this situation, and I know other parents and grandparents are, we did our part. We did the best we could. Can you bring Jennifer maybe some peace in that?
Absolutely. Like I said, there's a grace for you as in that vocation. And I would say simply accept him the way he is right now. You're not going to be able to change him. Accept him, love him, help him the best you can. But you use the word enable, Jennifer. I worry about that. At some point, you have to, it's called tough love. You have to not enable him to be lazy or not to pursue a job. Apparently, you say he's not working. You can only go so far with that. I mean, you love him. But
they got to grow up.
Yeah. They got to mature. So yeah. I hope that's something you've talked about with your counselor. At some point, you have to kind of lower the boom and say, okay, no more. I love you, but you have to find your own life.
Right. And if you're going to make these really serious choices about your life, go with whatever the consequences are and grow up. Yeah. What do you say, Jennifer, real quickly?
I totally agree, and I do feel like there is nothing I can do in terms of changing him, but continue to pray and have faith in mm-hmm. God and be dependent on God alone in that regard.
Yeah, I would also say be at peace and maybe add a little bit of fasting for the intentions and offer a lot of the pain and suffering of all of this up and let it work spiritually for the family on this side of the veil and on the other side. What do you say, Father?
I say that God is involved in your life, and oftentimes it seems like God is silent. You're wondering what in the world is going on. And Mary had to go through the same thing. Again, a sword pierced her heart, and a sword is piercing your heart. Please try to keep trusting God in the midst of this, because God is in your family. He is at work in this. And I pray that he'll bring good about with your son mm-hmm. and that good things will happen. But yeah, in your discussions with your husband, you need to know what the borderline is when you're actually enabling him or empowering him to live a good life.
Right. Jennifer, you hear the music. I put your whole family in the prayer book. Keep us posted. Thank you so much for sharing with us.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Yes, thank you. God bless you. Jennifer's going to free a phone line there at 833-288-3986. When we come back, more of your calls all about relationships today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and our special guest, Father Cedric Pazania. We'll be right back. This is our monthly All About Relationships show. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and Jerry Usher will be back Monday. Today you have me, I have you, and we have a special guest, Father Cedric Pazania, and he's answering calls. And so it's a great opportunity for you to talk all about relationships. I spoke about my relationship with Marty, so you can speak about yours. Here's the number, 833-288-3986. And we'll go back to the phones, Father. Chet is up next in Marlborough, Massachusetts, right outside of Boston there. Oh, Chet just dropped. How did that happen? I was just going to Chet, and he just... Okay.
Must be a Boston Red Sox game coming up, and he wanted to check it out.
Okay, Chet, call back. We're going to save a phone line for you. That is unfortunate. You've been waiting so long. You were going to talk about finishing somebody's sentence or waiting for somebody to finish. So, Chet, call back from Massachusetts. We want to hear what you had to say. I'm sure it was very profound. Here come the calls back in. Maybe it's Chet. We'll push you to the front of the line because that's the least we can do. You've been waiting. This is all about relationships. And also, Father, I wanted to... get to social. Okay, wait a minute. Let me just give one more second for Chet. No, we're going to wait for Chet. Chet, if you can call back, 833-288-3986. In the meantime, Father, we will go to Bo, and Bo is in New Mexico, listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Bo. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good.
Good. May I ask how old you are?
Good. I'm actually 13.
13. Okay. So do you have a question do you have a question for Father Cedric?
I was seeing how I should react when I get in trouble by my parents when they're saying I'm talking back, but I was actually explaining when I get in trouble.
Okay, so you get in trouble, Bo, and you talk back because your parents, like, caught you in getting in trouble, and so you just, instead of just listening to what they have to say, you kind of answer back to them? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, so I was trying to actually explain what was happening, how I got in trouble.
Okay, go ahead, sweetheart. Oh, did you want to explain it, or you're saying just you're explaining how you got in trouble? Got it.
When I was trying to explain it and they don't listen, I get really angry and I don't, like, really get it, though.
Okay. So, Father, I was a youth minister for many years. And
so was I.
Okay. There you go. So I used to hear this all the time from the teens and the young adults. So, Bo, you're not alone. A lot of people your age would say to us, you know, my parents just don't listen. You know, they just want to find out what I'm doing wrong. And then they want to punish me or take away my privileges or ground me or something like that. And they don't want to listen to what the reason is. And it really frustrates people. And so, Father, why don't you start there and I can jump in?
Well, let me begin by saying that your parents love you a lot. They raised you. They gave you birth. They're asking God's blessings upon you. So you got to start there. Realize that their love for you is great. I do hear confessions of teenagers. I was a youth minister. And I think the number one confession that I hear is that I hit my brother or my sister. And number two has to do with parents and disobedience and the way they treat you. So hang in there. Everybody's in the same boat. And I would say that kind of like maybe they aren't listening to you. You might be right. They feel like they know what they want to do, and they know what you've been doing. So when you try to talk with them, maybe you can talk with them a little bit later, because in the heat of the moment, it is tough. And if you try to talk with them, try not to be too emotional. Try to be level-headed. Try to be calm. Maybe they'll listen to you more that way. But if you raise your voice and you get real emotional, that's when they're going to shut you off, because they're going to say, look, I know what you're going to say. You're in the wrong. But if you can be calm or try to approach it a little bit later and be patient, I think they'll have more of a propensity to listen to you. So that's what I would say to you.
And wouldn't you also say, Father, that if Bo were to wait until after the emotional episode has taken place,
subsided.
Yeah, maybe wait a little bit, Bo, like 30 minutes, 45 minutes, and then approach your parents again and say, hey, can I explain, Mom and Dad, what really happened? I understand whatever you're going to tell me, the consequences I have to face or whatever, but I just wanted you to hear my side. I agree with Father so very much, Bo. It has to do with this heightened emotion that gets people really agitated.
Question for Bo. Bo, is it one particular type of an incident that keeps happening? What are you referring to exactly?
When usually it's when my sister likes fighting me, I get in trouble for it. But I try to explain it why, but I get in trouble for it, and I try to say it. They say I'm talking back, so.
Did you say fighting?
Not like fighting, like arguing.
Arguing. Okay. And what are you arguing about? Just anything in general?
Yeah, just like for random stuff.
Can you name one particular incident?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, I would say, like I said, try to stay calm. Don't let it escalate. Realize that they love you and go on from there.
Yeah, your parents, I agree with Father. Your parents love you so much, Bo, and they would do anything for you. They want the best for you. And so it's all about trusting. You know, when we trust our parents, it's a step closer to trusting God, right, Father?
Yes, and let me also say this, Debbie, that I think it's amazing that Bo is listening to a Catholic radio program at age 13. So let me compliment you, Bo.
Yeah, we love
you,
Bo.
You got a lot going for you there. You must have faith, and I ask God's blessing upon you, and may you be strong. And I hope you'll be open to a vocation to the priesthood. You never know. May the Holy Spirit touch you in a beautiful way. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to Catholic Radio.
Wow, that was awesome, Father. What do you say, Bo, before we let you go?
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. God bless you.
Yeah, keep in touch, Bo. You're awesome. From Clayton, New Mexico. I love that. Okay, I wanted to weave in social media real quickly before we get to Betty. Betty, hold on. One more shout out to Chet in Massachusetts, but I know what Chet was going to say because I saw the comments that Matt Gabinski put up on the screen. It has to do with what I shared about Marty interrupting me, or I should say finishing my sentence, and so is that rude? And Marty thinks it's good communication skills, and anyway. Okay, so we have a bunch of social media, Father. Here we go. So Chet was kind of saying, like, maybe Marty's not really listening, right? That's what I saw in the comments. Like, if he's going to already prepare finishing my sentence, he's not listening to me, right?
Maybe. As you said, in a marriage, if you've been married for a while, you can complete each other's sentences most of the time. Sometimes no, but most of the times yes. So I think he is listening, but it comes across as rude.
Yeah,
and he needs to listen and let you complete your sentence because that's diminishing you, really.
Yeah. And Joe says on social media, if you finish someone's sentence and you're right, it's okay. But if you're wrong, it's rude.
I think it's probably rude both ways.
Yeah. Yeah, I would think so too, Father. I'm the same. I totally agree with that. Okay, let's hear what Betty has to say. And let me just pull this up. Betty, hold on. Oh, Betty just dropped off. What happened to Betty? Betty was in New Hampshire. And Betty, call back.
All these New Englanders, I don't know. There must be something going on over there with the phone lines.
Yeah, we don't know.
That they just had a storm up there. The storm that blew through Houston went all the way up to New England.
Did it really?
And there's flooding, I believe, in New Hampshire, Vermont, that area.
Wow.
This was a terrible storm. And Houston's still reeling. And it just went right up the center of the country and out. And I hope it doesn't go back in the Atlantic and reform again.
Oh, no.
You never know. But this, I'm talking about Hurricane Beryl. It was terrible.
That is. We were praying. We were praying as soon as we heard it was going to hit. And it's amazing how many people, like your retreat center, are still out with
power
and all sorts of things.
We have a lot of trees down, traffic lights. It was hard just driving here. Traffic lights are out. Stores. There's just kind of a feeling of chaos in the city, a feeling of nervousness and bewilderment. We just went through what's called a derecho a month ago. There were trees down. Our retreat center is still reeling from that, and we haven't had all the repairs done on it yet.
Wow.
And now we've got this double whammy. But that's the way life is. When it rains, it pours. And you just have to deal with it one day at a time.
Mm-hmm. And you trust God even more, right?
Well, we trust God that God is in it, and God's going to make good work from it.
Absolutely.
And he does.
Absolutely. Okay, so the Take-Two family knows me very well after 9-plus years, Father. So I just want to state this. I know you guys are all weighing in, like Betty and Chet, and on social media.
Oh.
We're waving to you again. Okay, so let me just share something. Just in defense of my husband, Marty. Marty does not, he doesn't mean to be disrespectful or rude. It's a pattern and I think a habit. And that's what I was trying to get to, Father, that I think sometimes in relationships, we get into these routines and these habits.
Yeah.
And it's not exactly very, it's not really good. It's not like, you know, in the dating phase, we were on our best behavior,
right.
Father.
Yeah.
Do you ever notice that when you work with couples?
That's the whole thing, familiarity breeds contempt.
Yep.
But here's my question to you, Debbie. Do you ever interrupt him?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
But I'm on radio. That's my excuse.
Yeah. Well, I noticed that you like to talk. There's no doubt about that. You're good Italiano from the East Coast, like myself. So, yeah, that's kind of – I was thinking about myself in the confessional. When people are in the confessional and they're confessing, I complete their sentences.
You do?
So, yeah. So we all have to – kind of buck up on this and listen a little bit more. And I'm trying to help people to understand that I'm hearing what they have to say.
Right.
And oftentimes when you complete their sentence, they say, yeah, that's exactly what I mean. Mm-hmm. But like you say, sometimes it's not exactly what you mean.
Right.
And it can come across as rude. So it's a both and. It's communication, and we do have to be more respectful.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I'm going to work at it, Father, I promise you.
Me too.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, there you go. See, we just did this right on air.
The listeners will also.
Exactly. So one more shout out to Chet or Betty if you want to call back. And the others, you have an open phone line to speak with Father Cedric Pisania. He is a passionist priest, an author, a speaker, a TV host. You see him on EWTN. Amazing preacher. Just a wonderful priest who really cares about souls. Your Facebook posts are so uplifting and positive.
Thank you.
Yeah. I love how you never do anything negative.
Well, I have a couple women who work in my ministry free of charge, and they love to post things on Facebook. And I hope you'll go to my brand new website. I've had a website for many, many years, but we just renewed it. It's frcedric.org, frcedric.org. But let me hop back to that communication. I'm thinking about yesterday's saint, Saint Benedict. Mm-hmm. Saint Benedict, the founder of Western monasticism, he had a saying, listen with the ears of your heart. And I think that's so beautiful because we're talking about cutting people off and not listening. And when it comes to prayer, you have to understand prayer is communication. Primarily, it's about speaking, of course, as we know, but it's also about listening. And as a Catholic priest and as a passionist religious, I spend a lot of time listening, whether it be reading the Bible, contemplating creation, living in silence and contemplation. And we're really not good at listening. And listen with the ears of your heart. Your heart has ears, and you have to be more susceptible to hearing God in a sunset, in quiet, in reading. And really, it's not a matter of God not speaking. It's a matter of us not hearing. And so when we have relationships with spouses or in community, that's our training ground for listening to God also.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. You are a really good homilist.
Sorry to preach.
No. You know, we're going to have you back because you had, two near-death experiences?
I did, yes.
We've got to hear all the details.
My popular book, Death, the Final Surrender. It's on my website. But that awakened me to God and was my call to become a priest. It happened when I was 19 years old, twice within a month, where I was really ushered to the throne of God and experienced the glory and the love of God. And wow, did my life change.
Okay, we'll definitely have to have you back. Before we go back to social media and the calls, you can jump in if you'd like to ask a question or share about a relationship issue or something that's going on in your life. It's all about relationships. We do it once a month on Take Two, so this is your opportunity. And you don't have to be Catholic to call in. 833-288-3986. Or on YouTube or Facebook, post your comment and Michael will pick it up and put it on the screen for us to read. But before we go back to social media, Father, I wanted to share with our listeners to have them and invite them to join us for EWTN News in Depth. That's tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern with Catherine Haydrow. She will discuss the final days of the National Eucharistic Pilgrimage. Wow, that's going to be so good. Relive the journey at its iconic sites. Plus, she will preview the upcoming National Eucharistic Congress. That's going to be a great show tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Are you going to the Eucharistic National?
No, but I'm going to be watching on EWTN.
You are? Yeah,
me too. I'll be here at the Retreat Center. But I was just at EWTN Studios this week, and they're all talking about going there and how they're going to be filming. And this is such a great opportunity for everybody to tune in. And it's the climax of this really year of revival, Eucharistic revival that we've been having. And I pray everybody will experience the grace of the Holy Spirit as they tune in. And please tune in to EWTN if you're not going to Indianapolis. It's the climax, and there's going to be great speakers, and I'm sure the anointing of God will come through media.
Yeah, absolutely. So Betsy on YouTube, Father, please wave to Betsy, because Betsy's watching on YouTube. And Betsy says, I'm guilty of that too, Debbie. A lot of times I'm already thinking ahead during a conversation. Yeah. I have to take a breath and let my husband finish his sentences. Wow, I do the same thing.
And let's let God finish his sentences too. Yeah. We think we know what he's doing, and we don't.
That's true. I'm always answering for
listening.
God. Don't you ever do that sometimes? I do it sometimes.
What's that?
Answer for God.
How so? Tell me.
Well, like I just assume like what he's going to say. Do you ever do that? Like you
well,
just
I'll
know
put
it?
I'll put it to you this way. When okay. you read the Bible, say, well, I've read that before.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's like, wait a minute.
Right.
Because oftentimes I'll read the Bible and preparing for a homily, it's like, I never saw that before, and this is better than I've ever seen before, and this will preach. I call it this will preach.
Right, right. Okay, so Danny says, I need to be more forgiving of myself along with a kind of dislike me. Okay, so more forgiving of yourself. That's a whole nother show, Danny. We'll cover that. Michael P. says, Father Cedric is giving us an examination of conscience to help us live.
I have one of those on my website, by the way.
A better Christian and Catholic life. Oh, yeah. Very cool, Michael P. Very observant. Anna Marie says, I've been praying to see Jesse through Jesus' eyes, not mine, because mine get emotional and off, et cetera, et cetera. That seems to help me be more patient rather than irritated. Also, finishing other people's sentences is definitely rude. Valerie says, I think interrupting also shows great enthusiasm for what is being said. Marty means no harm, Debbie. That is, you know, Valerie, you're spot on. Marty says that's why he says it's a great conversation technique, because he's interested.
And it says that I know what you're saying, I'm with you, I understand. So we get that.
That's true.
But it still comes across as rude. And that's what we got to,
oh,
and it's
Father.
The same, I'm going to bring it back into the spiritual life. I mean, it's like with the Bible. Yeah, I know, or with a priest that's preaching a homily. Yeah, I know what you're about to say and all that.
Yeah.
We got to listen more than we talk.
Than we talk.
That's why God gave us two ears, right? And mm-hmm. one mouth, so we listen twice as much as we speak, right?
That's very true, Father. Okay, Kathy's been waiting in Stuart, Florida on Sirius XM 130.
Oh,
hi,
I love
Kathy.
Stuart. I've been there. Yeah, great place.
Yeah, hi, Kathy. Take it away.
Yes. My question is, how can I best respond to my son-in-law and my daughter's family? They have two boys, teenage boys. The father does not really have a good relationship and has not for quite a while with his oldest son. Tangles with them and demeans him. And he is somewhat disrespectful and the son dismissive of his father. They're very privileged kids who are... They have much in terms of material. His father, I think, avoids spending a lot of time with him one-on-one, but I don't know that. But at any rate, any time I have tried to speak up and say something positive, he'll just wheel on me, and I'm told that's not helpful. So I've also tried to speak to my grandson, but he never seems to change. This just goes on and on. And now I want to just avoid them both.
Well, I think this is probably the great affliction of grandparents, and that you see the way that they should be raised, or they're not being raised that way, and you want to step in and help them. So you got to be really careful. It's that whole thing of you can alienate yourself from your daughter that way. So you got to be really careful on that. Are you speaking specifically about his faith life? You're trying to give them a deeper faith in Catholicism?
No, no, this can be, the son-in-law is not, his wife is Catholic, he is nothing.
Right, but I'm talking about your grandchildren. Are you trying to specifically sow faith into their lives and they're not really getting it?
No.
Okay.
Well, he doesn't, if I say to Alex, I might bring it up to him and say, you need to be respectful. You know, that's one of the commandments or something like that. No, he attends church, but I'm not sure he internalizes it, especially in terms of dealing with his father.
Yeah. Yeah, that can be tough. But again, I'll say love them, communicate with them, but be careful about trying to change them. Like you say, he's not changing. Maybe he is. You don't know exactly. But I would say be careful with your daughter. You don't want to disrupt anything that you have that is good with your daughter. Has she ever said anything to you about your relationship with your grandchildren?
Well, it's not me that I have a decent enough relationship with him.
Yeah.
But it's the way he and his father are each other.
Right.
It's so uncomfortable for me, so that I just am now, you know, wanting to avoid that, them being together. I can handle either of them when they're not together.
Okay, what does your daughter say about her husband and their relationship with their children? Does she say anything when you talk to her about it?
Yes, she will usually say, you haven't seen him all day long, you know, and take her husband's side.
Oh, but okay, All right, go ahead.
I hear emotional abuse. I really do. It's like, you're no good. You're no, you know, this is how you always are. Not true, though.
What do you mean, not true?
My grandson is not always doing something bad.
Right. Yeah, you're trying to stick up for your grandson. But, yeah, I would say be where you're walking on thin ice there with your daughter and your son-in-law, so be careful there. But, yeah, pray for your grandchildren. Pray for them. Try to keep the lines of communication open the best you can. But notice how your daughter was sticking up for her husband. So just kind of back off a little bit right there. Debbie, what do you think?
You know, I agree with everything you said, and it sounds like this is a little bit more complicated. Kathy, I'm sensing that there's more details to this story. Is there?
Well, of course, there's many details to it, but I just don't think he's being corrected in a positive way. It's always negative, and it's not working, and so it just continues to go on and on, and won't.
It must be very frustrating.
Sometimes you just got to watch and pray and be there, keep the lines of communication open. But again, I'll counsel you to be careful. You don't want to alienate your own daughter, and just, you know, kind of be there and be loving, but be careful.
Kathy, thank you so much for calling in. We're going to have to let you go with that because we're getting ready to end the show today. Jackie, driving through Pennsylvania, we're not going to get to you today. Please, if you want to call back on our monthly unscripted show and share your story, we'll happily speak with you. Or also, too, Father, we're getting a lot of comments coming in wanting to know where they can get in touch with you and references. That's all at FatherCedric.org, correct?
Yes, FRCEDRIC.org. And again, my program airs on EWTN every Sunday, 9:30 Eastern Time, a.m. Eastern Time. Again, EWTN, 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time. And I hope you'll tune in.
Absolutely. And so a couple things. Today's saints are Saints Louis and Zelie Martin. So make sure you read their story. Amazing story. Also on Monday when Jerry's back, it's our question is, have you ever been pursued by a saint? That's Monday. Thank you to the affiliates. Thank you to Guadalupe Radio Network letting us be on location in the Houston studios. Thank you, Charles Beery, Tim Mott, and also the whole show team and the affiliates that carry the show. Father, you literally have 5 seconds just to say God bless you.
all your listeners and viewers, may Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father Cedric Pisania. And folks, have a beautiful and blessed weekend. We'll see you real soon.